This is 381, Effective and Efficient LNC Report Writing. How can you most effectively write reports for attorneys? Are you looking for shortcuts? This is Pat Iyer with Iyer's Insights, one of the twice-weekly Legal Nurse podcast shows. Here's my first tip. Get a second monitor. Here are the advantages of multiple monitors for medical record analysis. Number one, multiple monitors may make you more efficient. Time is money. Multiple monitors increase your speed, therefore increases the amount of work product that you can turn out, therefore increases your revenue. Point two, multiple monitors provide more workspace. There's no more toggling in between screens if you only have one screen. You get the ability to view multiple documents at the same time. For example, you can have the medical record open on one monitor and your work document open on the other. I use a third monitor so I can have the internet open also. Here are some tips for purchasing multiple monitors. Number one, buy the biggest monitor you can afford that is practical for the workspace that you have. It's wonderful to be able to see what you're doing. My monitors are 24 inches, and you measure monitor size by looking at the distance from the upper left to the lower right corner. In other words, it's not the length of the monitor and the width of the monitor. Number two, buy monitors that can be adjusted from landscape to portrait mode. Wide screen monitors are better for viewing in portrait mode. A portrait mode monitor will enable you to see an entire PDF page at one time. Number three, your monitor should allow you to read without any alterations. Number four, buy monitors that are high definition capable. It gives you the best resolution on your monitors. When you're using demonstrative evidence, you want to be able to see things as clear as you possibly can. Plus, if you're staring at a computer for 40 hours a week, it can really start to hurt your eyes if you're not looking at something that's very clear. Point number five, buy all your monitors of the same brand. If you have same brand monitors, then all the drivers and all the software that runs those monitors is going to be either identical or very similar. Point number six, buy monitors that can be mounted on the wall if you can do that. If your desk is up against a wall, and that frees space on your desk. Point number seven, make sure your computer will support multiple monitors. I recommend talking to a computer consultant or the equipment manufacturer's sales representative to ensure your computer will work smoothly with two monitors. Older machines may not be able to be retrofitted. I spent thousands of dollars in computer consulting time to come to this truth. Now that you have your monitors in place, let's focus on the report. Before I continue the show, I'll ask you a question. Have you ever binge-watched a TV show or movies or binge-listened to podcasts? My new podcast bundles makes it easy for you to take a deep dive into a topic related to legal nurse consulting. You may have heard me speak about the five pillars of legal nurse consulting, which are essential for success. The five pillars are expertise, marketing, client relationships, business development, and finance. I imagine that one of the pillars I just mentioned grabs your attention. Would you like to cut to the chase and listen to the most popular podcasts in one pillar? I studied the reports I received from the company that hosts this podcast and identified the most downloaded shows. Did you know, by the way, we have listeners in 79 countries, and this podcast has been downloaded more than 75,000 times since I started it 3.5 years ago. We put together bundles of shows, a grouping of four shows, for each of the five pillars. Those categories are expertise, marketing, client relationships, business development, and finance. And to round it out, because I like round numbers, I like even numbers, I added a sixth category, which is stories of successful legal nurse consultants. These bundles are ready for you today. In addition to being able to get the bundles of the shows, you'll also be able to download a mini workbook so you can take notes, record your insights, and focus on the key points. And you're not limited to listening to just one pillar. Explore more than one. You may access these top shows on my website at podcast.legalnursebusiness.com. Go to podcast.legalnursebusiness.com, fill in the quick form, and you'll be on your way to listening to the best of the best legal nurse podcasts. The bundles and the mini books are free. I added an option to buy the transcripts as well. With a tiny investment, you can get all four transcripts and be able to refer to those transcripts in the future without having to re-listen to the podcast. You may hear a point that really makes sense and you want to remember it and look at it again. And when you've got the transcripts, you can cut right to the chase. When you finish listening to this podcast, go to podcast.legalnursebusiness.com and start listening to the best legal nurse podcasts. Writing for attorneys is often a mystery for new LNCs, and more experienced LNCs like to refine what they're doing to best meet the needs of their clients. Happy clients are repeat clients. Many legal nurse consultants have college degrees and recall laboring over term papers. For some, the word term paper makes us shudder. Writing for attorneys is different than academic writing in several ways. Here's how writing for attorneys is different. Academic writing is heavily cited. The more footnotes, the better, according to some professors. Behind-the-scenes reports written for attorneys may contain some footnotes or links to internet sites, but these are usually kept to a minimum. Point number two, it is unusual to see footnotes in an expert witness report because of the concern that something in that footnote could be used against the expert witness. Even one sentence could be the ammunition the attorney needs to verbally attack an expert. Point three, the person reading an academic paper can be assumed to understand common terms. The language you used was familiar to your reader, who was your professor. The attorney may not be familiar with terms and medical conditions and appreciates definitions and spelled out abbreviations. Point four, your professor typically gave you an expected number of pages for your paper. The attorney will rarely define page length for a report. Fifth point, a professor rewarded you for a paper that went into great depth and explored every nuance of a subject. The attorney wants you to get to the point. What are your conclusions, analysis, and pertinent facts? The attorney is busy and often doesn't have the time to wade through volumes of material. The material needs you to prepare a focused report providing details and facts related to the issues in the case. You're going to have trouble getting paid if you deliver an unfocused, lengthy report containing too many irrelevant details. Point six, your professor started the semester by telling you when your assignments were due. You knew well in advance. Forget this when you work with attorneys. Your attorney client may give you a rush assignment that requires you to set aside other priorities and pour out the energy needed to complete the work. If the attorney does not provide a due date, Be sure to complete the work in a timely manner. Point 7. In college, you often had a certain latitude in selecting what you would write about. The topic you picked for a term paper may have been one that intensely interested you. When you're writing for an attorney, you may have little or no choice about which case you're given to work on. Furthermore, you may have little familiarity with the case issue or have little interest in that medical issue. Last point, colleges share guidelines about their requirements for a writing style. They define what system to use for citations, the number of inches for margins, the cover page layout, and so on. Attorneys rarely define the expected layout for a report, a chronology, or a timeline. This flexibility and the emphasis on content rather than format gives the legal nurse consultant an opportunity to be creative. Both your professor and attorney client are interested in clear writing that conveys information in a meaningful way. Thanks to legal nurse consultant Lee Houston for his tips on using multiple monitors. That's all for today. Be sure to explore the bundles of the top podcasts in podcasts.legalnursebusiness.com. And I have a couple more questions for you. Do you have lots of questions about being a legal nurse consultant? Are you wondering how to get clients, grow and manage a business, and dig into medical records? Do you feel a little bit lost? I've got phenomenal resources for you on legalnursebusiness.com. I provide online training and books designed to help you discover ways to strengthen your skills and businesses. Check them out at legalnursebusiness.com. Could you use a monthly boost of knowledge to keep your skills sharp? Are you a lifelong learner who enjoys the chance to keep expanding your knowledge? LNCEU.com gives you 2 online trainings every month to build your LNC business. Look at the options on LNCEU.com and start right away in the comfort of your home. Last question, are you interested in building your LNC business by getting more clients, making more money, and avoiding expensive mistakes? The LNCAcademy.com is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a solid foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at LNCAcademy.com. And if you'd like to apply to have a call with me, you can get details at this link, http://LNC.tips/get help.